music festivals. I know that like being turned down is totally part of it, and you know, I know that there's not an artist listening to this who has not been rejected from a festival. But it still sucks. It still feels bad, and you know that too, right? Like, whether or not it's part of the deal, it still feels bad. Especially when you're applying to like local festivals that you would think would jump at the opportunity to bring in local acts, right? Like that, it tracks to me. And yeah, and it's just been a kind of, it's been a little bit demoralizing, honestly. The other thing too, again, this is something I know that there isn't an artist out there who's not dealing with this kind of thing, especially if you're an artist who likes to play live. Trying to find gigs can be really challenging. I know it depends where you are. Maybe you live in a big city where there is a huge and thriving scene for your hyper niche music genre or whatever, but, you know, the number of like unresponded to emails, it's really started to pile up, both literally and like emotionally. And I think I need to start taking those non-replies as replies. So, very likely I will be slowing down on my, seeking out gigs as well going forward. Thinking and talking about this does always kind of make me feel like I'm bringing out a level of entitlement, and that's not my intention. It's just a accurate assessment of how I'm feeling in what I'm doing. And I love to perform live. I really enjoy that, like, that crowd energy, and it's I think in the right space it can really be meaningful to perform live. And I have had good shows and I have had bad shows, but they've all added to a feeling that I enjoy live performance. But if it becomes clear that it's not necessarily something people are interested in, I should probably stop trying to force the issue, I guess. And like I said, you know, the unanswered emails or the rejection emails are kind of a communication in and of themselves, and that's fine. You know, all that to say, if someone invites me to play, I would love to, but I can't chase it anymore. I know. And I mean, I say like I'm 37, and that's not to say that I'm too old for this, but in a way I'm thinking about how I want to spend the time that I have, and it isn't chasing spots in scenes that don't want me there. I think that's the thing I'm coming away with. That said, my album is still coming out in September. I am extremely excited to share it with you guys. I think that it is one of my best so far. And I am performing in Port Alberni on August 22nd. That is the last show I have booked for the summer. I'm not asking for other shows this summer. That doesn't mean they won't happen, but it does mean that it's kind of, the impetus is on other people. If they would like me to be playing live. And if you're hearing this and you are like, wait, I want to see you play live, talk to your venues. Talk to your local venues. Like, and if, especially if you're in like the sort of area between Prince Rupert and Smithers, I've asked. I can assure you of that. I have asked. Anyway. This is not a criticism of any of the festivals that I've applied to. This is not a criticism of any of the venues that I have asked to perform at. I understand that you are fielding unbelievable amounts of requests for the exact same thing and trying to do your best with what you've got. But that's where I'm at in my own personal artistic journey, because it's starting to really bum me out. And so we're going to take a little break from that, I think. So, likely, you are very unlikely to see me at a festival next summer, but I am going to keep making music. And that's the other thing, right? The music stuff has been so good for my mental health that'll never stop. I can't imagine that will ever stop. And so, yeah, I will just keep doing that. And I have some cool stuff coming that I'm really excited to share. So, okay, that's all I want to say about that. There's a level of anxiety I've been feeling about that. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to check out a new one from Loathe. This song is called Nothing Like the Knife. Mastodon with Your Ghost again before that. Protest the Hero with Grandfather's Axe before that. Loathe, Nothing Like the Knife. Little threefer for you there, folks. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This is episode 117, I think. Jesus. Truly cannot fathom that it's been happening for as long as it has, and I'm extraordinarily grateful to all of the stations that carry this show and to the people who listen to it, even if it's just like one guy who heard it by accident one time. Thank you for listening to this and giving it a chance. It means a lot to me. We have got a few more songs here to cap the hour off. We're going to start things up here right now with Crown Magnetar. The song is called Impaled Genesis, and we will come back once that song is finished, and I'm sure it will be gnarly as hell. So enjoy.
Just
Eve. And before that, you heard Impaled Genesis by Crown Magnetar. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Welcome back. We are slowly creeping up on the end of the first hour. And so it seems to me a good time to let you know most of the places that you could be listening to this show. Hugely grateful to all of these folks. Mondays, you can hear Syrup Moose Radio at 10 p.m. Pacific on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby. Tuesdays, you can hear it at 9 p.m. Pacific on 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers, B.C., my home station. Wednesdays, we are on at 9 p.m. Pacific on 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, British Columbia. And on Thursdays, I don't have anybody on Thursdays. If you want this show on your station on a Thursday, I want to dominate the week, so let's go. Fridays, you can catch me at 8 p.m. on Untidy Radio all across the world. On Saturdays at 1 a.m. Eastern on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. And Sundays at 12 Mountain Time, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, as well as a re-air of the show on 93.9 FM in Smithers at 9 p.m. Pacific. And that is missing one, because I want to just, I don't know for sure what my time slot is yet, and I want to make sure that it is that they're still down. So that'll be on the next episode. You'll hear the new place that I'm at. It's very exciting. And like I said, that's 6 days. I am on the air 6 days a week. And I would love to be on 7. So if you out there want this show on your local station, let me know and let them know and let I need a Thursday spot. I'm collecting all of them. All right. Let's also quickly plug August 22nd. I am playing a show in Port Alberni, British Columbia at Char's Landing. $15 for tickets at the door. Come on out, see me play live. I'm playing my whole new album and some other tracks. I'm very much looking forward to it. If you cannot make it to that show on Vancouver Island, fair enough, but I do have an alternate show for you. Saturday, August 22nd, same day at 8 p.m., but this time in Terrace, British Columbia. Download History is having their re-release party at Sherwood Mountain Brewing in Terrace, BC. They will be performing with Deathanol and Emergence, and kind of taking a do-over of their album release show. I have talked about what happened at their album release show at the Terrace Legion a few episodes back, called Legionnaire's Disease. I'm not going to get into it again, other than to say we have heard nothing from the Terrace Legion by way of apology or recognition, and my full refusal to perform there ever again remains in place, and I don't see any reason that would change. Also, a quick save the date for folks, since I am home here on CICK, I think it's very important to let you all know. This year, Deck Fest, the outdoor festival put on by CICK, is 2 days. So let's go. Day one, Friday, August 14th, 2026, from 5 to 9. It's a free show in Central Park in Smithers, BC. Day two is September 15th. Location TBD. Unfortunately, I will not be there. I leave for 2 weeks that day, basically. So I will be gone. But you make sure that you go out and support, because it's gonna be good. It's always good. I played at it last year. It was a blast. And again, that's August 14th and 15th in Smithers, CICK Deck Fest. Look up CICK Events on Facebook, and or go to smithersradio.com, and you will find more stuff. All right, we are going to end this hour with a track by a band that I only recently came across. And Yeah, I figured I would share something from their new album. This band is called Movements. The song is called Dissolve Me. And you are listening to Syrup Moves Radio on 93.9 FM CICK in Smithers, BC. We'll be back at the top of the hour for more. So here we go.
Should I go?